Bob and Ray. Or matinee with Bob and Ray. It's a new tunnel effect you're employing today, Ken, and I like it very much. Pretty.
Welcome, fellow humans, to another program of Matinee with Bob and Ray.
Wait just a moment. When will they finish, friends?
That noise in the background is by Ken and Bill. Kenneth and William.
Before we say anything more, I want to...
No, that's later, Bill. That's
I want to publicly thank Stella Vodak for her kindness.
I want to thank her, too.
I want to thank her, too.
I must explain everyone listening in what Stella Vodak does and has done for us on several occasions.
She has made us what we are today.
Stella Vodak is one of the most talented, I should say, artists that I have ever had the pleasure of knowing. And, Bob, I look at you as I say that. And Stella does a... I mean, just a...
As my good friend Hugh Smith would say, flattery will get you nowhere.
She is outstanding. And what she's done is this, friends. She bought four ties. Four red ties.
Right, red
wool.
Red wool ties.
And she's painted on them the likenesses of Ken, Bill, Bob, and myself on the separate ties. And it appears that we're all wearing red underwear. And it was very cute and wonderful. Even the facial... the facial
yours
resemblance.
Yours is a little baggy around the knees there, though, I notice.
I notice. And you're having trap door trouble with yours.
Yeah. But anyway, in addition to this wonderful Christmas present for all of us, Stella has sent along the most remarkable portfolio of...
Christmas card. The biggest Christmas
biggest
card I've ever seen.
We get the biggest mail of anybody in the
did
station,
you notice the
thanks
Andy McCassas in Mary Margaret Lagoon's room?
Yes.
That's right. Andy McCassas.
Andy McCassas is something
she's
you always...
for Christmas.
Always use when you're invaded by McCassas. I always employ Andy McCassas.
Here he is, Andy McCassas.
It's Andy McCassar, his drums and orchestra.
But we do want to thank Stella Vodak very much. I think that this was wonderful. And,
I think she outdone herself.
If I was
on
only
this.
Talented in some way, I would repay her. But I can't even ice skate.
Well, you're not. You're not talented.
If I could ice skate, I could do figures.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to...
To show my appreciation.
I'd like to show our appreciation,
humble appreciation
somehow to her.
What?
I'd like to show our appreciation to her somehow.
How's that?
Do you think we could...
Is there any possible way we could, Bob?
Well, I don't know. Let's think that over. Maybe we could give her a belated Christmas present somehow. Because she really deserves it for this fine work that she did.
It's wonderful.
Will you hold that up for the cameras to see, Bill?
So everybody can see it. Inside, she has us dressed as Santa Claus and...
We're all over the place. We're in Africa.
It's amazing. It's terrific. Well, now then, I think I'd like to sing, friends. I've had thousands of requests. And,
There's your note.
That's
and
my
note. And it's due today.
Oh. Because...
I don't think that's your type of song.
You come to me.
Now for Carmen.
At the break
Victor.
Of...
Lever and Rosemary, we are listening to now. All of the Boyle Canadians.
Do I sound anything like Margaret Truman?
No.
I heard Margaret Truman the other night on the radio.
I wasn't fortunate enough to catch that program.
Well, I stumbled across it myself, and Peg was singing away there, bless her heart,
mm-hmm.
And I must congratulate her. Ah, then.
Oh, we were saying something.
Alan Froebel, I understand, is coaching Margaret, too, isn't she?
I haven't heard that.
I read that.
Mr.
Somewhere.
Wilson would tell you. He's our.
Mr. Wilson also. Did you teach Margaret Truman anything, Ken? I thought I recognized a few of your lessons thrown in there, played by the great orchestra that was supporting her. I think it was the orchestra of Carmen Cavallero.
Kenneth Wilson's greatest contribution to records was his recording of Down Where the Wurzenberger Flows.
I know
but
all you
still restricted.
All you folks who only half hate Ken Wilson, you can really hate him now when I tell you that he also participated in the writing of the WHDH jingles.
In fact, he was there when they were made, and Ken,
And he's on them, Prince. Yeah. And he's playing the organ on so many of those grand things.
W-H-D-H, your father's mustache. W-H-D-H.
Song that
That was Ken who did that, friends. Ken wrote it and dreamt it up, and I think that he's wonderful.
It was a bad dream, too.
Well, that's all beside the point, Bob.
I think you're right, Ray, because it's time for a commercial.
Okay, well, leave us listen.
Is it the right one? Do I have to tune my ukulele? No, I don't.
Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Chesterfield over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield ABC.
Hey, incidentally, I like those cordettes very much. I think they're wonderful. Bob, why don't you and I, so long as we are big wheels in this industry,
yeah,
why don't we do... Why
you're
we,
right there, certainly. You're completely right.
Why don't
this
we,
is an industry.
Why don't we introduce the cordettes to Arthur Godfrey?
Now, you think we could get him on television?
Maybe he could do something for them.
Okay.
Because as I understand it, and as I tune in my radio at night, he's on every station all night.
Well, he works pretty hard.
It would be I have that impression that he goes on here at about 7 in the evening on every station in America, and he's on about midnight.
No, you're wrong
and
on
he's
that.
Back in the morning, too, on all stations.
You're wrong on that. I'm not on that much of the time. But where are these girls you're going to introduce me to?
Well, I'd like to present them to you now, the lovely cordettes, Patty, Maxine, and Laverne, and Costello. So if you four
hello
girls...
Hello there, girls.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
I'm the spokesman. Woman.
Who's the baritone in this group?
Me.
And how
I'm the good-looking one, too, hey.
How did you girls happen to get together?
We're in the same family. We're sisters.
How long have you been singing together?
Well, ever since we learned what music was, back in them good old school days.
Well, it's certainly beautiful music.
You like
them? Turn out.
Good,
it's
thanks a
wonderful
lot.
Song. I think I'll tune my ukulele.
Well, listen. We don't employ any musical instruments. We like to think our voices are like chimes and something like that. And
that's the soprano speaking now.
No, I'm the baritone. And I'd like to...
Why don't you sing your song over again?
Okay, girls, come on up here and help sis.
Have you got the right key there?
Okay.
Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Chesterfield over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield ABC.
Howdy, Ray.
Hello,
howdy, Charles. Bob, Ken, Bill, Charlie, Al.
What's new, boy?
Oh, I'm kind of down in the dumps today.
What you doing over there?
Had a flat tire last night and I was looking for another one.
I see. Did you find anything your size?
Haven't had much. Haven't had much luck yet, Ray. And you know, this ice-capade show's coming into town. I'm trying to work the boys in there somewhere.
Oh, I don't think... Tex, I don't mean to hurt your feelings or anything, but I don't think that your type of entertainment...
We play all kinds of music. I think we could fit in very well.
Can you skate?
Well,
oh, yes,
you know,
I've seen you several nights late. Certainly, you're...
We skate a little bit, Ray, but not too much, actually.
Your ankles turn, I presume?
Have my... weak ankles.
Uh-huh. And that weakness, I might add, has crept up to around your head, Tex.
Yes, but anyway, we do have a lot of fun down there.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about...
Next week, we'll be in Bald Knob, Montana for 4 big days and nights, Tuesday.
You planning on being in America for Christmas?
We'll be here, and we'll be celebrating with the good old-fashioned plum pudding.
Oh, I see. You know, the traditional dinner, of course, is pork chops.
So I've been told. Your cooking expert told me that yesterday.
Miss McGoon said the traditional Christmas dinner in her neck of the woods was pork chops. And
well, we're making adequate plans for this Yuletide season.
Are you going up to Miss McGoon's for the season?
We haven't been invited yet. We've been hoping we might be.
Well, I presume. That I remember last year that she had open house. That's right. And I think possibly that she'll be back again with her.
Well, fine,
offer.
Fine, good.
Same kind offer again this year.
Good.
Of course, I don't know. It's up to her, really. And
well, maybe she'll show up later, Tex, and we'll find out. We can ask her.
Uh-huh.
Well, that'll be mighty good. I'd like to hear some music right now, Ray.
Thanks a lot. Tex, it's a nice to
wait till I tune my ukulele.
Go ahead, man.
¶¶
famous brown drinking song. Pass the orangeade.
And look out the window.
Look out the window.
Bill, your soprano never changes from year to year. Beautiful. I had a funny dream last night. People have been wondering...
Well, to begin with, you're overtired when you start dreaming.
Well, I may have been, but, you know, people are wondering what's going to happen to disc
jockeys. You've been working much too hard.
People are wondering what's going to happen to disc jockeys when television comes in, and I had a dream that's going to answer the whole thing, I think.
Well, what happens to him?
Oh, well, I had this idea, see, in this dream that... Once television invades the disc jockey market, they will have television cameras set up in the studios, but instead of one disc jockey, there'll be a couple of them who will meet every night. It'll be like a wrestling match, see?
Bob, now let me see. Let me analyze this thing for you. You see, I had a little bit of psychology.
Oh, yeah, a little psychology in college?
Yeah, and a bit of psychiatry thrown in when I
went see you're wearing your college pin, a toothbrush today. You went to Colgate?
No, I went to Colonos.
Oh, yes. Now, you're going to analyze this. Well, wait till you hear what it is, see?
All right.
I mean, this is the thing. They all change their names when television comes into the disc jockey market.
Who changed?
In other words, you instead of Ray Goulding. You won't be Ray Goulding anymore. You'll be known as Gorgeous Jockey.
What do my kids think?
I don't know, but you'll
be known by
it. And then there'll be another one. Golden Super Jockey will be in there.
That's me.
Yeah, and then Crusher Jockey. We can have a load of them. See?
Yeah, I see.
They all meet, and people call up to vote which one of the two wins the match, or maybe it's a draw.
I see. Well, that's
I think that's real good. Now, analyze that.
Well, of course, it's very apparent that you're being troubled by bill collectors. I mean, I can see right away that you're concerned over your financial status in this world as we know it now.
I see.
So far, you're
not right.
I suggest, did you ever have a dream where several people were chasing you? And you kept running, and they kept gaining and gaining on you, and you tried
But I don't have to be asleep.
As I remember, in those dreams, now let me see if I have this right. You're running with snowshoes on, and they're on horseback.
That's right.
I see. And they do catch you, and you hide behind
them. They always catch me, yeah.
And then you jump into a ditch.
That's right.
I see.
That's right, I'm a what? I did it.
Take him away, officer.
I did.
He's confessed.
Yeah,
and now to the microphone comes Dr. Ordway. Tell us how he solved this amazing mystery.
It's all very simple. I was making my way to my Baker Street lodgings one night to a thick piece of fog.
And what'd you call me?
I said,
I'm Lyle Fogg, assistant.
Lyle Fogg, my assistant, was standing by my side. There was a crackling fire on the hearth as I climbed the steps to my Baker Street lodgings.
I came up on my horse, I remember that night, and said,
Fogg opened the door and said,
oh, I'm here, sir.
Right, Fogg, I'll come in.
I got your wire.
Thick pea soup outside, Fogg.
Very foggy.
Ah, it's good to get beside this crackling fire here.
It's
rather warm.
I got your wire, Captain.
Well, I'm glad Ordway is the name.
Doctor?
Lyle Ordway.
I'm Lyle Fogg.
Righto.
We're two Lyles. We're two Lyles from home.
Now, the next situation is who did the murder and why?
I don't know.
If we knew that, we'd have the case solved.
I tell you, if I were you, I'd arrest Sidney Greenstreet.
Is he the one who did it?
He always does it. No, Spring Byington never has done anything.
She
he's always so nice.
Has any crime.
Oh, I love her. Oh, I think Spring Byington
she's
is
always
so nice. Oh, I think she's wonderful. She's always a nice mama that always understands Junior.
So anyway, I went over to Spring Byington's place.
Can I set the garage up on fire, Ma?
Yes, certainly, dear boy. I don't want you having any fears
never
or frustrations
has any,
when you grow up.
Any harsh words for the
Daddy's
children.
Daddy's car's in there. It's all right. It's all right, son.
Sure.
Daddy won't be home until 5 o'clock anyway. Now go out and have a good time.
Hey, Ma, I just broke a window in my...
ball. Oh, that's wonderful, dear. Did you find the baseball?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
But that ain't all.
I've had funny dreams, too, Bob.
Let me analyze them for you.
Always these hands are reaching out for my throat and squeezing them so tight. The veins stand out of my forehead.
I believe I can analyze that for you. Your collars are too tight.
Hey, that's it. That's it. That's
see, it's very simple to solve these things. It takes practically no
brain
work.
If you've been having dreams lately, why don't you put them on paper... Send them along to us, and Bob and I'll giggle over them, and then we'll analyze them.
Send along to Dreams, Box 10.
That's right. And we still have a few hearts content left.
Very, very few of them.
If you'd still like a heart's content in time for the gay season, simply address a postcard to us here. Heart's Content, care of this station.
They went fast, boy. They were a sellout.
Incidentally, we have some old hots and flowers around, too, if you'd like any.
I think Green has got all of them. Left.
We have waxed flowers and waxed hearts. If you'd like some, we can send it out to you. But that's all over and done with, I'm sure.
We have the Music Nook with us this afternoon.
What about them, Bob? Are they still in business down in Norwood?
Still, they did a very nice favor for a friend of mine yesterday. You know, if you can't find any RCA Victor 45 record player attachments, or if you can't find any of the things that go with them besides the records, like those little things you put in the middle, you know, so the records will fit.
No, I don't.
Know what I mean?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Well, if you can't find that, the Music Nook, spindles? Hmm? Can't hear you.
Pushing.
Oh, they make the spindle fat. Is that the one?
Yeah. Well, they, you'll find everything to do with records out there at the Music Nook, and especially this 45 RPM line. And they're very happy to sell these things to you.
I wouldn't believe that. So what do they have, these 45?
They have 45 RPM records to go with the Victor, what is it, 9YJ or something?
Incidentally, friends, if you want to play a 78 on one of those 45s, you can.
Sounds funny, too.
Yeah, you'll laugh, and a lot of people do that. They have more fun playing 78s, for instance. They like to get a Gene Autry record on there and play it at 78. It's a lot of fun. And
They get Rudolph on there and get him going around there at 78. It's great fun.
Rudolph, the red nose.
Well, he would go slower, though, on the 45, wouldn't he?
What's that? He'd go slow, yes.
You would almost say it glows. Because it brings out the imperfections in Autry's voice, which you don't hear otherwise.
His highs, friends, and his lows, you can notice he's reaching for them. He has to climb up on horseback to hit one of two notes.
Now, Gene Autry, rich baritone, sings.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed.
He's rich, anyway.
Well, I'll say he's rich.
But we shouldn't be talking about him when we're talking about the Music Nook and RCA.
No, and besides, certainly not.
Besides records, they have a complete photographic line out there.
That's right. They have the famous Gladys Swatow records, too. And for Christmas.
For everyone's collection.
Everyone wants, of course, a Gladys Swatow record in the house for Christmas. I know I do. It's a little custom that Gladys Swatow's trying to get started.
To have her records in everybody's homes or houses for Christmas.
Gladys Swatow, I saw one time when I was in New York. She was on the Andre Costolanitz program, Bob. Mm-hmm. And she is very beautiful. Did you know that?
Very lovely lady,
yeah. Oh, boy. Beautiful.
She's a nice voice.
I kept thinking that I'd like to be cast opposite her in some opera. Like Puccini's famous Figaro.
Do you know the score?
What?
Do you know the score?
Sure, 2-0. Be at top of the eighth.
I plucked a rose in the garden.
Yes, you plucked a rose in the garden.
Don't always agree with me.
No, you didn't pluck a rose in the garden.
Oh, has anybody seen my rose?
What rose?
The rose that was in my garden.
It's over here.
Yes, it's over here, it's over here, it's over here.
I love you so very much.
Careful that top step.
I love you so very much. I also like green peas and squash.
Next week, another complete opera in digest form.
That, of course, was Puccini's Gret for Castro.
Here, your teeth.
Thank you.
We didn't mention the address of Music Nook. It's 707...
Washington Street in Norwood. Midtown Norwood, friends.
Well, right. Speaking to you from downtown Norwood, there's a crowd of people around me. Just listen to them roar.
Boy, Happy New Year, anybody.
And we're here to bring you the celebration outside of the Music Nook. Inside, I can see warm lights glowing.
People rushing down the street. Person rushing down the street. Doing his last-minute shopping in Norwood. But anyway, if you do live in Norwood, or if you live within a radius of 300, 400 miles, We suggest that you buy all your records and everything that you want.
Or if you have a mailbox anywhere near your house.
You can use it.
The Music Nook is as near your home as your nearest mailbox. A phrase I just figured out, and I think
never
I'll sell it to them.
So why don't you, if you can't get down there...
Your favorite records are as near to you right now as your nearest mailbox.
It's the Music Nook. I don't know how to spell that, friend.
G-O-O-K.
Music Nook, 707 Washington Street in Norwood. You can send in and ask them to send something to you, and they'll be glad to do it. The 45s, cameras, records, everything.
But just because we tell you, don't think they're not going to bill you for it.
Well, certainly they will, sure. That's part of the deal.
That's the way they like it, and we like
well,
it.
Well, I was going to say something, and now I've forgotten it. Oh, I was talking this morning on the Miss Evans program to a lovely representative of the Ice Capades.
Will you?
And she promises that it will be a real Sturdly this year.
She took her skates off before she went into that studio because I just waxed it with Beacon Wax yesterday.
She did. She put on slippers that we all saw. Incidentally, when we do wax the floors up here, Bob does it. And you do a swell job, Bob,
I think I
incidentally.
Do. Well, it's easy with that.
He puts up a little sign outside. Please put on these...
Please pick up your slippers in supply room.
They're shoe slippers, the type that window dressers use when they go in decorating windows.
Oh, you walk around there, nobody can hear you.
You can't
creep up on more people around here.
We feel like house detectives all the time. You can't hear us coming when we have on these shoe slippers. And I suggest that at home you employ the same method to keep your floors great, but you don't really have to with Beacon. But this we shouldn't be talking about anyway.
They're another day.
That's something else. Well, Ken, all you've played is that
one
opera.
What did you start to mention the Ice Capades for? What was she talking about?
Well, she was talking about... I asked her about having weak ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And I might mention that hers definitely were not.
Mm-hmm.
But mine are, and whenever I put on skates, I always bend outward, Bob. They kind of bend away from me as though they don't like me. And I asked her what I could do to overcome that because so many times during the winter I love to get into my ice skates and go skating. And she said that there's no such thing as weak ankles, really. That the only thing you need to do is to get out and skate, and after the first hour or so, they won't be weak anymore. And it didn't add up to me, so I tried it this morning, and I went over here to the Swan Pond. And I put on my skates, and I skated out. Then I looked at the thermometer and saw that it was 59 degrees.
You knew you couldn't do that.
And I knew that I was doing something that the scientific world would hold in aghast. I reached for the telephone, and I called Professor Sturdly at Harvard. He answered and said...
Hello!
Is this the wrong number?
It certainly is.
Thank you. I then came back to the studios, and I reported my findings to my superior. And he's given me KP for the weekend. I don't know what I'm going to do, Bob. It's a dream I have.
I see. How long have you known this woman?
About 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Going on 4 years.
And in all this time, she's never given you any money of any kind?
Not a cent.
I see.
I've had to work all the time.
I think you have a case against her. If you'll see me after the program, I can't give you legal advice here.
I see.
However, I'd be glad to help you as much as I can after the program.
Thanks.
You have any sisters?
Yes, three.
All right.
I won't give you their names.
Now another of our talent discoveries. In fact, two of them, two young kids on their way up, who got their start right here in the original amateur hour. Ken Wilson and Bill Green. Come dance with me.
Dick Leavitt, the organist. Say, you know, he's written some awfully pretty thing. He also wrote, "You Are a Dream," that has always affected me very deeply.
That was a big song, too.
No, it wasn't, as a matter of fact.
It wasn't,
I think,
actually.
It sold two copies, but it's a beautiful thing.
Probably sold about two copies, I guess.
Yeah? I think that's very beautiful. Come dance with
too
me.
Too good. It's too good for you.
There was another song that was very... Why is it now? A beautiful song will come along and nothing happens to it. Like Music from Beyond the Moon, I thought was very beautiful.
Another good one. Yeah.
But, oh, Ken, now you're holding me up for ridicule. That's what you're doing.
That did all right, Ken. That was a good one.
I don't think you should. But, why is that? I wish somebody would explain that to me. So many beautiful songs are written and nothing ever happens to them. Mule Train sweeps the country. Now, why?
I think you'd better call up Sigmund Space to find that answer.
Well, that's the question that we'll hold over for the forum tomorrow.
That's the question we'll open our program with tomorrow. What price music?
About 35 cents, I think, Bob, for copy. And I don't know what records you're going for nowadays. I don't know. It used to be. 35. Of course, I don't play the piano.
Sheet music copies, that gone up like everything else?
60, 70.
Oh, it is.
60 and 70 cents now?
Me, for a song like How Times Have Changed, I can get 60 cents for a sheet music copy?
You mean, that's... Well, no wonder I don't play the piano.
What was the last piece you bought? Alice Ben Bolt?
No, I bought a beautiful copy of Alice Blue Gown with a picture of Donald Knowles on the front of it. Now, I don't know how long ago that would be.
You know, speaking of old
pictures...
And there's
a picture of Henry Burr looking down.
You know, I was in a 5 and 10 in Hingham.